Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 15th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Dell Technologies will spin off its 81% stake in VMware into an independent company, with Zane Rowe remaining as interim CEO and Michael Dell chairman of VMware's board. Dell plans to use the proceeds of the spinoff, estimated between $9.3 and $9.7 billion, to pay down debt. A new U.S. executive order places sanctions on Russian companies and individuals in response to interference in the 2020 presidential election and formally names Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service as the perpetrator of the SolarWinds Orion supply chain attack. As part of the order, the Treasury Department added six Russian technology companies that provided support to intelligence agencies to the entity list. Ford plans to roll out its advanced driver assist system, now called Blue Cruise, as an over-the-air update to select 2021 Ford F-150 and 2021 Mustang Mach-E models later this year. Blue Cruise will allow hands-free driving on over 100,000 miles of pre-qualified sections of divided highways in the U.S. and uses an active driver monitoring system to track a driver's eyes to make sure they're actually looking at the road. Coinbase issued a direct listing on the NASDAQ Wednesday with a reference price of $250. Instead, it opened at $381, instantly up 52%, ultimately closing at $328, making it one of the most successful recent tech IPOs, partly because it's already profitable. TCL showed off the Fold and Roll concept device, which combines its Dragon Hinge foldable technology with an extendable display panel. The concept unfolds from a 6.87-inch phone to an 8.85-inch tablet and then further extends into a full 10-inch tablet. TCL also announced phones you can actually buy, like the 20 Pro 5G, featuring a 6.67-inch curved-edge AMOLED display and Snapdragon 750G SoC, starting at €549 and now available in the UK, Italy, and Portugal. The company also announced the €269 20L Plus, available in the same markets, with a 6.67-inch LCD display fitted with a circular polarizer, Snapdragon 662 SoC, and a 64-megapixel camera. DJI announced the Mavic Air 2S, a drone with a larger 1-inch sensor able to shoot 20-megapixel photos and capture video at either 5.4K or 4K 60 frames per second. The Mavic Air 2S starts at $999, $200 more than the outgoing Mavic Air 2. LG now allows U.S. customers to inquire to buy its motorized 65-inch 4K rollable OLED RTV. Exact U.S. pricing is unknown, but the TV went on sale in South Korea back in October for 100 million won, about $89,600. Instagram began rolling out a test to let users choose to turn off seeing like counts on posts they see in their feed, and also turn off like counts on their own posts individually. Facebook will roll out a similar test in the coming weeks. An update to Google Earth will add a 3D time-lapse feature to see how maps have changed from 1984 to 2020. These time-lapses use 24 million satellite images across that span to create a 1 4.4 terapixel-sized video mosaic, with users able to search for places of interest or view 5 guided tours based on specific topics. Facebook announced it now powers its global operations entirely on renewable energy, although fell short of its goal of doing so in 2020 that it originally announced in 2018. The company set a broader goal of net zero emissions across its entire value chain by 2030, including suppliers and other business activities. Google rolled out an update to Google Assistant, letting iPhone users use Google Smart Displays to find a device even when the phone is on silent or Do Not Disturb, something already available on Android. Assistant on Android can also now fill out contact and payment details saved in Google Pay and synced to Chrome Autofill when checking out with Google Duplex. The latest update to Parallels Desktop adds support to let M1 Max run virtual machines of Linux environments and the insider preview of Windows 10 on ARM. Parallels claims Windows 10 VMs run up to 30% faster than on Intel-based Macs, with 60% better DirectX 11 performance compared to an Intel-based 15-inch MacBook Pro. Microsoft announced it will end support for cross-device timeline activity syncing in June for standard Microsoft account holders, although Azure Active Directory accounts will not be impacted. Timeline activity will still be part of Windows 10, but will only be saved locally, not synced to the cloud. And finally, an update to the PlayStation 5 supports storing games on an external USB hard drive and adds 120Hz support for 1080p displays. The console also now supports HDMI toggles, which can turn on a TV when the console powers on, or put the console in standby when the TV is turned off. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And for all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.